After a poor rainy season early this year, parts of southern Somalia are now being hit with severe floods. The rainy season that began in October has caused flooding along the Shabelle and Juba rivers. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says that's making ongoing food insecurity even worse. The UN estimates more than 1 million people in Somalia are in urgent need of assistance, a 20% increase in the past 6 months. What's more, it says, another 2 million people are facing threats to their food security. Much of Somalia's farming takes place along the Shabelle and Juba rivers. Along the Shabelle, the town of Beletwayne is the worst hit. Along the Juba, flooding is reported in Dalo, Jilib, and Jamame. The FAO's acting head of office for Somalia, Luca Alanovi, says the embankments have not been maintained, making it much easier for the rivers to overflow and inundate agricultural land.
So that has implication directly for the people in the town, but also have a lot of implication for both the people in the rural area and their capacity of producing crop, but also sustaining animals.
The Gu rainy season runs from April to June in Somalia, but this year it was a poor one, causing agricultural production to drop 35% below average. Memories of the 2011 famine are still fresh. Hundreds of thousands of people died. Humanitarian officials are worried it could happen again. Alanovi says food security indicators are warning of problems ahead.
What happened in 2011, which eventually led to the famine situation, was that we had those bad indicators and we had a very poorly funded humanitarian appeal, which is exactly what is happening today.
Alanovi says only 34% of the 2014 humanitarian appeal for Somalia has been received.
If we don't support the people to produce the food where they are, what is happening is that they move out and they become displaced and refugees, as it happened several times during crisis. We don't want this happening again. And moreover, we have a double effect because the people displaced become people in need of support.
The current rainy season, the Der, is the shortest and usually ends in December. But it's just begun, so it's not known when heavy rains will subside and allow the floodwaters to recede. The Food and Agriculture Organization says Somalis in rural areas are still not resilient enough to withstand constant shocks to the food system. Alanovi says that takes years to accomplish.
If we don't continue to provide consistent support to the farmers where they are, to the pastoralists where they are, to the fishermen where they are, helping them to manage this variability of risk which happens every few minutes, we will end up to have people with their capacity more and more eroded.
The FAO says the combination of poor rains and floods have hurt both cereal and livestock production. At the same time, conflict involving the Al-Shabaab militant group has disrupted trade routes. As a result, food prices have soared in some areas. The UN agency estimates with current donor funds, it can assist about 210,000 people through December. It says an additional $49 million is needed to extend assistance to another 140,000 people through the first half of 2015. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.